Workers in Connecticut are entitled to take off time to care for themselves or family through the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, but they're not paid for that time. Teresa Younger of the state's Permanent Commission on the Status of Women is a member of the task force that's looking into creating an insurance plan that would provide pay during times off like that.
We don't want them to go bankrupt. We don't want them to lose their homes.
The state's comptroller, Kevin Lembo, is also on the task force. He says they need to consider the impact of a new family medical leave insurance plan.
What's the impact on the paycheck? What's the impact on the workforce? There, all these things need to be looked at and analyzed, but on its face, looks like a good idea.
A representative of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association is also on the task force and says they're keeping an open mind about the idea, but that they want to make sure any plan is funded by employees and not a mandated cost on employers. The task force must submit a report by October of 2014. U.S. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut says she and U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York plan on introducing federal legislation in the next few weeks in the House and Senate that would include family medical leave insurance. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.